stupid thing. Well, if I'd known, I just had to ask nicely. Holy cow, these things are gold. There's gotta be hundreds of them. Vicky! Vicky, come here!
Hang on, Mark's on the phone.
Oh, did he meet up with that Carl guy yet?
Tell him Carl's plane was delayed because of some weird weather coming this way.
Oh, not yet.
All right, then tell him we are stinking rich.
What?
Look what was in the safe.
What is it?
A ton of gold coins?
What?
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 46, Ex-Terminator.
Hey, home cooking, what's the word from Israel?
Dude, I don't even know where you are.
Hey, neither do I. We flew into this country called Mali, then this guy named Ayman picked us up and drove us out to the desert. Not a whole lot of landmarks, you know what I mean?
How did he know you guys were even coming?
He had a dream, same as the rest of us. Anyway, he brought us to this tribe of nomadic-like people. Mitch started talking to them in English, and they all understood.
I guess Mitch really is one of the witnesses.
It's pretty cool, man. The way God is using him, people are becoming believers all over the place.
I'll bet that's pretty wild to see.
It is. But I called to tell you, I'm coming back to Israel. Mitch doesn't need me here, and I got a ride lined up back to the airport.
Awesome. I just got an email from Vicky. She said they got some cash and can wire us some money to fly home. Sam and I are going to get it from the bank this afternoon.
Cash from where?
Didn't say. She did say it's more than enough to get us home.
Yeah, well, we can talk about that when I get back.
You didn't need to come with me to the bank. Vicky wired the money to my name.
Dude, you know how much money you're going to be hauling around? You get popped and some thug is going to retire rich. This the bank?
Yep. Are you coming in?
Nah, I'm gonna hang tight out here.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Now, if you'll just sign this form.
Where? Right here?
Please.
No problem.
That is a rather large sum of money. Are your parents somewhere nearby to accompany you?
Oh, they're around. Don't worry, we've got this covered.
All right. Let me just get a large envelope for you.
Thanks.
Sam, are we about done here?
Cash is on its way. What's wrong?
You can't go out the front. There's two guys waiting for you out there.
How do you know that?
While I was standing out there waiting, I overheard them talking.
You sure they mentioned me?
One of them said he knows your dad.
Really?
There. You can see them just outside the front door.
Hey, I know that guy in the jacket. He works for the GC.
Is there a back way out of here?
Down that hall. It goes to the parking garage.
I have an idea. Excuse me, I'm with Sam here.
What can I help you with?
I was out in front waiting, and I overheard these two guys talking. You might want to keep an eye on them.
Why is that?
I'm not making this up. They were talking about waiting for someone to make a withdrawal. Then they were going to jump them.
That's a serious accusation, you know.
Hey, I know. But I'll bet if two guards just casually walk out and strike up a conversation with them, they'd get antsy and take a hike.
You're certain about this?
Try me and see.
I'll pass the word along. Especially in light of this envelope. There you are, Mr. Goldberg. Hang on to that, and you two have a nice day.
Thank you. I hope this works.
Only one way to find out. Let's go.
When it got cold, the skin on the back of my arms got really dry. I mean, really dry.
Yeah. My mom had the same thing.
Oh, I had to put lotion on it 3 times a day.
I had a toothache once.
Oh, I had the worst toothache once. It was the most painful. What's that? How'd you do that?
Me? I didn't didn't do it.
It sounded to me like it came from the sky.
You think I'd fall for anything?
Oh, that was an angel warning the entire world, warning you about what's coming next.
Oh, and what's coming next? Why don't you tell me what's coming next if you know everything?
Locusts! Except they're not going to be ordinary locusts.
Locusts? Well, this I've got to see.
Mark? Are you Mark?
Yeah. Are you Carl?
Yeah. You don't look that much like your cousin.
Well, one of us lucked out then. Is that your only bag?
Yeah, I'm traveling light. You got a car?
Well, just my cycle.
We should probably hurry. The pilot said something about some lousy weather heading our way. Maybe we can outrun it.
Well, before we take off, I need to ask you something.
About that freaky voice?
Yeah, kinda. Well, did John ever talk to you about God?
All the time, man. He even gave me his Bible when I got off the ship, which I did just before it got hit.
Huh. Well, that explains a lot. I'll tell you what, let's go someplace where we can talk. Someplace safe.
Safe from what?
Well, you heard that whoa, whoa, whoa to the inhabitants of the Earth thing.
Yeah.
Well, safe from that.
I don't believe you. How can you believe that was an angel?
Because everything that's happened was prophesied in the Bible thousands of years ago.
You're saying there's going to be locusts next?
We're experiencing some rough weather. Please fasten your seatbelts and close your window shades. They're coming!
What's going to happen to us?
Evasive maneuvers. Approach LL-27 Heavy is declaring mayday, mayday, mayday. We have what appears to be hail. We've lost two. Scratch that. Three engines on fire and down. Request immediate clearance and emergency support. Approach 2-7 Heavy. Approach, do you copy?
They're still back there.
They're not going away anytime soon.
That's not good.
You're a sitting duck, man. We gotta get you inside somewhere.
What about you?
They won't hurt me. I'm a Christian.
That car. I can get in that car.
Well, let's just hope they didn't lock it. Hold on. Go, go, go!
The driver's side is locked. Back door is open.
Get in quick!
That was close.
Get that next board up.
Got it. Are Darian, Melinda, and Janie all boarded up?
They better be.
What about Charlie?
I saw him running around.
Doing what?
Trying to help, I think. Hold on tight. Here they come. One of them got through!
Comrade shot!
Oh, nice shot!
Oh, no, that doesn't sound good!
I'm guessing Janie's room.
Yeah.
Bring that 2x4.
Let's go! Janie, are you okay?
Get the thing out of here!
There's only one of them in here.
One's enough!
Did it bite you?
What do you think?
Look out!
Get out!
Ooh, 2 for 2, Vic.
Get in that jar, quick!
Kill that thing!
Put the lid on before it wakes up!
Man, what is this thing?
It's like a horse. A little metal horse with wings.
It's not a horse's face, though. It looks almost human. And it's got skin like armor plating.
Oh, look at the wings. They look metal, too.
Yeah. You hear that clink when you hit it? It's like the whole thing is made out of metal.
Just get it out so that I can die!
You can't open this door! If those things get in here, they'll bite you!
Why not you?
They don't attack Christians!
Oh, I don't believe this! You're one of them!
I don't care! Just get out of my way! Stand back!
I hate to say I told you so!
What are these things?
They're demons.
You're not afraid of them?
They know I have the seal of God on my forehead. They aren't allowed to attack me.
All that stuff, everything John told me, is true.
It's your only hope against these things.
So, what do I need to do?
Pray with me. God, I'm sorry for all the bad things that I've done.
I'm sorry for all the bad things I've done.
I believe Jesus died for me and took my punishment.
I believe Jesus died for me and took my punishment.
Change me now. Bring me into your family. Help me live for you.
Change me. Bring me in the family and help me live for you.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
What's the verdict?
Melinda and Janie were both bitten.
I tried to keep those things out of the room, but they came in through a hole in the ceiling.
Will those demons keep biting them?
I have no idea. Let's just try and keep them away from Melinda and Janie for now. Try and keep them comfortable.
What happened with Charlie? Why wasn't he bitten?
We haven't figured that out yet either.
Do you think it has anything to do with his condition?
If that's the case, why wasn't he taken at the rapture?
I think there's things about Charlie that we don't know yet.
I want to show you something.
What is that? That thing on your head?
You got one too now. Only believers can see it.
Wow. That's something.
It helps us decide how much to say to who.
I can see that. Guess I just joined Carpathia's hit list, huh?
So, you think Carpathia actually has a hit list?
Are you kidding? There's been a bounty offered for certain people. Ben Judah's just one of them.
You think there's anyone else on the list that I know?
You know the name Chris Traken?
Traken. Traken the senator?
The former senator. Back when we still had a democracy.
Yeah, I remember he was against the militia before the war.
Now he's opposing the global community.
See, now, someone like that would be a valuable resource for us.
Yeah, if you could ever find him.
Those demons are everywhere.
Jerusalem is not exactly a hotspot for born-again Christian types.
We're trying to change that.
Whoa! Look out, dude. There's 3 GC cars parked up there.
They're not gonna get out of their car. They know by now that the demons would attack them.
I suggest we make a run for it.
Last one there washes the dishes.
Go!
That wasn't fair!
You gotta be ready for it, Sam.
Whoa, look out!
Don't you let it in!
Look out, I'm gonna try to trap it in my jacket.
Nice catch.
Now what are we gonna do with it?
I don't know yet.
I don't think Jamal will want you bringing it into his apartment.
It'll be nice to be back here after sleeping on a sand dune for the last...
What's the matter?
Maybe he just left it open.
No, that's not like him.
What do we do?
I got an idea. Wait out here. Jamal? You left your door...
Just as I suspect.
Mr. Goldberg. Good to see you. Sorry, if this is a bad time, I can come back.
Not at all, Leland Brayfield. You still using the Brayfield name, right? No. Please, come in. My gun won't go off if it doesn't need to. At least, I'm pretty sure about that.
The very definition of gun control.
I need you to slowly place the jacket flat on the floor and show me your hands.
If you say so. Welcome to God's newest judgment.
Is your little monster supposed to scare me?
Actually, I was thinking more along the lines of biting.
Oh, really?
No, keep it away!
Lionel, Samuel, come on, let's go!
What's this place?
My friend's dad owns this station. He's helped me out a few times.
Hey, Marco, what's up? Who's this cowboy?
Hey, Zeke, this is Carl Menninger. He was on the Peacekeeper 1 with my cousin John.
Peacekeeper 1?
Global Community Navy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not anymore. They have me assigned to a training base in North Carolina.
It's okay, Zeke. He's a believer now.
Yeah, I see that. Hey, but you're still on the inside.
Yes.
Hey, that could come in handy. Hey, come here, I want to show you something.
Hey, Zeke, I was thinking of bringing Carl out to the schoolhouse. Maybe Vicky could give him a crash course on Christianity and stuff?
Oh, that's cool. Hey, somebody needs to head out that way anyway. Check this out.
Webauctions.com? What's this?
That stash of gold coins from out at the schoolhouse? I'm selling them on the internet.
Oh, well, how's that going so far?
Oh, amazing. People are sucking up gold. Everyone thinks the economy's going to crash with the next war or something. I already wired money to Lionel and Judd to get them home. Hey, with the improved cash flow situation, we're stocking up the co-op kitty with supplies. We're getting ready for tougher times.
Have you figured out how you're gonna ship it?
I got a few trucker friends who are gonna be making runs for us. In fact, one of them just pulled up.
I think I know that guy.
Well, well, well. If it isn't my little friend, Mark Eisner.
Pete, what's up?
Any day you can wake up and put your feet on the floor is a good one. Hey, who's your friend?
This is Carl Menninger. He's with the GC in North Carolina.
Good thing you got that mark on your forehead, else I might have to throw you a beating.
Huh?
Just kidding, Carl. Relax. Fire down.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
So, Pete, what's the deal? I didn't think you drove anything bigger than a hog. Now you're driving semis?
Hey, God's plan, not mine. Besides, there's only so much you can carry strapped to the hog.
Hey, with these locust thingies flying around, nobody's patrolling too seriously.
We're the only ones on the road.
Don't be too sure. The GC is planning some major strikes against believers soon.
Which brings up the following question. You're inside the GC. You know this kind of stuff. So what's the plan from here, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to go back to active duty. But
we could always use somebody on the inside. I mean, giving us a heads up and whatnot.
It'd be pretty dangerous.
Yeah, you know, I don't care about that anymore. That crash course thing you mentioned sounds pretty good. Then we'll see where we go from there.
All right. Well, I'll get you to the schoolhouse tomorrow.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
You know, it's funny.
What's that?
John used to lay it all out for me, this Christianity thing, I mean. And it didn't mean a thing. I fought it. And now that I'm on the other side, it just makes so much sense. I mean, I've never felt so sure about anything in my life.
Whole new world, ain't it?
That it is. Mark, thanks, man.
My pleasure, bro.
So, how did Janie and Melinda sleep last night?
They didn't. At least not very much. They're both in a lot of pain.
Oh, they're gonna be that way for a while. The Bible says 5 months.
Great, and Janie was so pleasant before.
Hopefully she'll stop being so bullheaded and get things worked out with God.
Yes, miracles do happen.
What? What was that?
It sounded like it came from Janie's room. Oh,
Linda!
Where'd she get those pills?
They must be part of the supplies Zeke brought.
You can't stop me!
Give me those!
How many of those did she take?
It doesn't matter. She's not gonna die.
I am who?
No, actually, you're not. The Bible says you'll want to, which is obviously true, but you won't be able to. Besides, these are ibuprofen. I think you're more likely to choke than OD.
Get out of here! Leave me alone!
Janie, you gotta realize that this happened because you let it happen. You can't blame us. You can't blame God. You had your chance, lots of them, and you blew it.
Shut up!
Mark, this schoolhouse is a great deal. Nobody would think to look for you this far out of the city.
Well, that was the whole idea.
How many people are staying here?
It's sort of a revolving number. Right now there's about 5 or 6.
There's Vicky right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
What happened to her hair?
She's in disguise. She changed her name to Jackie Brown.
I saw that movie. Hated it.
Is that you, Pete?
In the flesh, Jackie.
Oh, shut up and give me a hug.
Vicky, this is Carl.
Nice to meet you.
Mark says you're the resident Bible scholar.
Mark lies.
What? I just said you could run over a crash course on the basics.
Well, that I may be able to do. Bible scholar? Uh-uh.
I'll take what I can get.
So, Vic, how's everyone doing here?
Well, now that is a long and somewhat messy story.
There's no place like home.
Well, it took a while, but I think I found him.
Who, your dad?
Where is he?
He's in the hospital over near the university.
From the bites?
Yeah. I'm thinking I should go see him. There's a chance he's too exhausted to argue with me, and maybe he'll listen.
You may be right. This could be a good thing.
So, if someone wants to learn about God, where do they start?
Well, the book of Genesis talks about how God created everything and how man sinned. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Are you writing this all down?
Every word.
It also says his ever-expanding, peaceful government will never end. He will rule forever with fairness and justice. God is perfect, and requires us to be perfect as well.
but we can't be perfect on our own.
Exactly. That's why Jesus had to sacrifice himself for us. When we believe in Jesus, God no longer sees all the bad stuff we do. He sees the perfection of Christ.
That's what grace is all about, right?
A plus.
Vicky, did anyone ever tell you you'd make a great teacher?
Nobody has ever come close to even hinting at it.
But what you're doing with Carl, I couldn't do that in a million years.
Carl wants to learn everything today. He wants to get back to the GC base as soon as possible.
Now, I got an offer for you.
Uh-oh, this sounds ominous.
Look, I'm going to be heading to Florida in a couple of days. Carl wants me to drop him on the way.
Yeah?
I want you to come along. Do for other groups of believers what you're doing with Carl.
Me? You want me to talk in front of crowds of people?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I can't speak in front of people. I get all tongue-tied and stuff.
Yeah, Moses tried using that excuse. Didn't work for him either.
Oh, boy.
Third floor?
This is the one. The room number is 357.
Hope Lionel's gonna be okay out in the car. He's just sitting there.
That's the room, over there. Let's go.
You go first.
Father? Father?
Oh, who is it?
I'm sorry this happened, Father.
Samuel?
How are you feeling?
Oh, so much morphine. It does nothing for the pain. Were you bitten, Samuel?
I've been protected by God.
Oh, let me die.
You will not die. The pain will continue for 5 months, but you cannot die.
You are one of them. Get out! If I ever see you again...
Father!
I will have you arrested! They will be coming for you.
Time to go, Sam.
I will be praying for you, Father.
You! You're the one who did this to me!
Wait, we can't go out that way.
Why not?
The guards are at the end of the hall.
They're coming this way. Any ideas?
Follow me.
That's him. Come back here.
Oh, they saw us.
In here, quick.
Help me wedge this card in the door. Oh, great. Now what?
I don't know.
Hold it. This is a linen chute. Give me those sheets.
What are you going to do?
Tie these sheets together and make a rope. Give me another.
What are you going to do with them?
Look, this is where the linen is dropped down to the laundry room. That's where we're going.
That's three floors down.
Yeah, well, every plan has its drawbacks.
You can't get away from us.
We'll see about that. Here, I'll tie it to this pipe.
Will it hold us?
I'm hoping it will. You haven't been exactly laying off the conditions, if you know what I mean. All right, go! Now!
In the laundry chute. They won't get far. When a cat is dangling from a thread, you don't shoot at the cat. You cut the thread.
Judge, it's coming loose!
Hold on! Hold on!
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.